2. Don't bet on it. The unpredictable and the predetermined unfold together to make everything the way it is. It's how nature creates itself on every scale, the snowflake and the snowstorm. It makes me so happy. To be at the beginning again, knowing almost nothing. Tom Stoppard, Arcadia.
There is a single red dice sitting on my desk next to me. I got the dice on a trip to Las Vegas. I fell in love with it when I saw it on the craps table. It was so perfectly engineered. Such precise edges coming to a point at the corners of the cube. The face is so smooth you couldn't feel what number the face was representing. The pips are carved out of the dice and then filled with paint that has the same density as the plastic used to make the dice. This ensures that the face representing the 6 isn't a touch lighter than the face on the opposite side with a single pip. The feeling of the dice in the hand is incredibly satisfying. It is a thing of beauty, and yet I hate it. It's got 3 pips pointing up at me at the moment, but if I pick it up and let it fall from my hand, I have no way of knowing how it's going to land. It is the ultimate symbol of the unknowable. The future of the dice seems knowable only when it becomes the past. I have always been extremely unsettled by things that I cannot know, things that I cannot work out. I don't mind not knowing something, provided there is some way, ultimately, to calculate what's going on. With enough time. Is this dice truly so unknowable? Or with enough information, can I actually deduce its next move? Surely it's just a matter of applying the right laws of physics and solving the appropriate mathematical equations. Surely this is something I can know. My subject, mathematics, was invented to give people a glimpse of what's out there coming towards us. To look into the future. To become masters of fate, not its servants. I believe that the universe runs according to laws. Understand those laws and I can know the universe. Spotting patterns has given the human species a very powerful way to take control. If there's a pattern, then I have some chance to predict the future and know the unknowable. The pattern of the sun means I can rely on it rising in the sky tomorrow, or the moon taking 28 sunrises before it becomes full again. It is how mathematics developed. Mathematics is the science of patterns. Being able to spot patterns is a powerful tool in the evolutionary fight for survival. But there are some things which appear to have no pattern, or that have patterns that are so complex or hidden that they are beyond human knowledge. The individual roll of the dice is not like the rising of the sun. There seems to be no way to know which of the 6 faces will be pointing upwards once the cube finally comes to rest. It is why the dice has been used since antiquity as a way to decide disputes, to play games, to wager money. Is that beautiful red cube with its white dots truly unknowable? I'm certainly not the first to have a complex relationship with the dynamics of this cube.
Finding the numbers in the dice.
I've put another 2 dice next to my beautiful Las Vegas dice. So here's the question. If I throw all 3 dice, is it better to bet on a score of 9 or a score of 10 coming up? Prior to the 16th century, there were no tools available to answer such a question. And yet anyone who had played for long enough would know that if I was throwing only 2 dice, then it would be wise to bet on 9 rather than 10. After all, experience would tell you before too long that on average you get a 9, a third more often than you get a 10. But with 3 dice, it is harder to get a feel for which way to bet, because 9 and 10 seem to occur equally often. But is that really true? It was in Italy at the beginning of the 16th century that an inveterate gambler by the name of Girolamo Cardano first realized that there are patterns that can be exploited in the throw of the dice. They weren't patterns that could be used on an individual throw. Rather, they emerged over the long run. Patterns that a gambler like Cardano, who spent many hours throwing dice, could use to his advantage. So addicted was he to the pursuit of predicting the unknowable that on one occasion he even sold his wife's possessions to raise the funds for the table stakes. Cardano had the clever idea of counting how many different futures the dice could have. If I throw two dice, there are 36 different futures. They are depicted in the following diagram. Only in three of them is the total 10, while four give you a score of 9. So Cardano reasoned that, in the case of two dice being thrown, it makes sense to bet on 9 rather than 10. It did not help in any individual game, but in the long run it meant that Cardano, if he stuck to his maths, would come out on top. Unfortunately, while a disciplined mathematician, he wasn't very disciplined when it came to his gambling. He managed to lose all his inheritance from his father and would get into knife fights with his opponents when the dice went against him. He was nevertheless determined to get one prophecy correct. He had apparently predicted the date of his death, 21st of September, 1576. To make sure he got this bet right, he took matters into his own hands. He committed suicide when the date finally struck. As much as I crave knowledge, I think this is going a little far. Indeed, the idea of knowing the date of your death is something that most would prefer to opt out of. But Cardano was determined to win, even when he was dicing with death.